Joe Fisher has liked it so much in Nashville, he stayed here his whole life. He's the voice of the Commodores. Good morning, Joe.
I have to wonder if the team will welcome Radulov back with open arms.
I'm with you on
that one. Well, not initially, Joe, but you know what? He brings 25 to 35 goals, and they'll learn to love him again.
I'm sure that's true, but it'll be a little chilly at first.
Yes, it will.
Joe, I know we talk a lot of football. Let's get into a couple other things going on over on West End, including basketball practice opening up tomorrow, and also the baseball schedule is out for 09.
It does open tomorrow, and we're really excited about that, obviously. And if you go to, in fact, if you go to VUCommodores.com, there are some there's a Q&A that's going on there that you can see, and with Kevin Stallings talking about his expectations for the upcoming season. You know, I know he's very excited about it, obviously, as well he should be. It's going to be an interesting year with all these new faces to see how playing time works out, how many guys are in the mix, and to see how some of these guys like a Darshawn McClellan, Andre Walker, guys like that, develop Jermaine Beal with the extra year of work that they've had. The baseball schedule always tends to start out against some powerhouse teams, usually traveling to their places, and this year's no exception. Vanderbilt will open in California. They'll play at Stanford on February 20th and 21st, and then at Cal on the 22nd and 23rd before they come home to begin play. So, very exciting. Looking at all the home series, of course, in the SEC, Florida coming in, Alabama, Mississippi State, Tennessee. So some really quality baseball coming up.
How much are they hoping Sonny Gray can help him as a freshman?
I would say quite a bit. You know, it's baseball, as you guys know, is a lot different when you get freshmen and you're not looking to redshirt them. If they're drafted and quality players, you're probably only going to have them for that certain amount of time anyway. So you're looking for action right away. The pitching battles are really going to be interesting this year, I think, with battles for starting positions and bullpen positions. You've got some veterans coming back, guys like a Russell Brewer who had such a great time in the Cape League and all with some extra experience out of the bullpen. But I think they'll be looking for Sonny to contribute right away.
As you look at this football matchup with Georgia on Saturday and trying to stop Knowshon Moreno, I know he's one of only several weapons for Georgia. What do you feel like some of the keys are? Because to me, I think you have to at least try to keep him somewhat inside, because when he gets outside where he can really operate, he's so dangerous.
I think that's where Vanderbilt made some mistakes last week against Mississippi State. A lot of times with the rush, with the quarterback, they rushed him, didn't contain him, and let him get out in the open. I don't think you can afford to come all out against this guy and let him get out into the open space, because you've seen some of the moves he's made. He's a YouTube hero, you know, with some of the highlight moves he's made. So the challenge with Georgia is this is by far the best offense Vanderbilt will have faced. Not only a Knowshon Moreno, but you look at those receivers, Massaqua, A.J. Green, the new receiver, Moore, who is a veteran, Durham is a veteran. They've got plenty of weapons on offense. And so, you know, if you shut down one thing, they'll do another. It's going to be a real challenge.
Joe, thank you as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow, guys.